Hola amigos and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. Today is Friday, February 15th, and you're in for a treat because I'm about to call our guest. All right, here we go. Hold on just a sec. Hey, this is Willie's View Podcast, and it's great to have you in the studio today, Spidey Heck.
What's going on, Willie? How you doing?
I am doing great. And what about you? How's the weather out there where you're at? Tell us a little bit about what's going on over there in your world.
Well, my friend, I'm over here in Florida for the most part, Kissimmee, Florida, which is not that far from South Orlando, which is where famous Mickey Mouse lives.
That's cool. I like that that you're out there in Florida. I haven't been there in really long time, but I liked being out there in Jacksonville, Florida a couple years ago. It feels like forever. I was up there for a Comic Con, and I just loved it. It was awesome. The only problem I had out there in Jacksonville was that it would rain a lot. But other than that, I really enjoyed the view and the environment and such friendly people out there.
That's cool, man. Yeah, not everybody over here is, because it's a mixed crowd over here in Florida. It's kind of like you have Northerners, you have us Southerners, and you have people that are in the Midwest that come, you know, there's all different types of people from different types of parts of the, you know, parts of the country that live in Florida. But for the most part, either people from mainly from like Connecticut or New York or especially, you know what I mean?
Something cool. All right, that's cool. So what got you started as a podcaster?
Well, got me started in the podcasting is kind of funny. It's a funny story because I wasn't even intended or supposed to be doing podcasting. It wasn't even for me. I was checking into something for a friend, but the thing was, I was on Instagram. Instagram was one of the places where I really started doing my voiceovers, but it was more of a visual type of thing, so people would see my face. So I wasn't quite getting people's attention because a lot of the people that are on my Instagram at the time and that are on my Instagram are people that I know personally. So they didn't really know how to take my being me being comedic to them. Would probably just didn't come across right. Because they know me, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I ended up on Instagram, and I ended up seeing Gary V, and he had always, I kept on seeing this thing about Anchor. Like, I'd see it, but I'd just scroll past it. You know, I just kept on scrolling and didn't even bother, like, to look into it. But every once in a while, I kept on looking into Instagram, I kept on seeing this thing, and I'm like, let me see what it's about. So I was telling a friend of mine, hey, I'm going to look into this podcasting thing, but it was going to be for him to do it.
So you know,
I was actually looking out for him, and in the process, I came up with the concept to do voiceovers and rants, because my show originally was called Spidey Heck Voiceovers and Rants, because I used to have one of my characters was like my alter ego, like the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type of guy.
Yeah.
And he was really dark, and he'll say some really insulting things that would really offend anybody.
Oh my gosh, like that sounds exciting.
It was a character, but you know, people just kind of didn't like, you know, there were some people that understood it, and then there's some people that got offended. Within the first couple of weeks of me being on Anchor, I was almost shunned almost the community because of one person that I offended, which it's funny because I stated to that person, I'm not gonna say the name, but I stated to that person in the hey, I'm gonna roast you basically as this character, and please don't get offended. The person always told me, hey, be who you are, whatever, and I just happened to say something that upset her so bad. It was a woman. and everybody was laughing at it, but there was women that were really upset at me that followed me, and they were like, hey, we didn't think that was a good joke, it was a good taste. I'm like, I didn't mean to offend anybody, but I said to her, and it's funny, throughout the episode, I do apologize for being like, hey, I'm going to insult you, hope it's okay, and I told everybody who I was insulting in that particular episode.
Well, that's good. Yeah. It's good that you gave them a heads up, because that's one thing we learn as podcasters and being out in the limelight as, you know, journalists and everything. We want to be careful about that we don't offend too many people, especially in the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly. And I always give my listeners a very brief, hey, this is the Spidey Heck Show. If you haven't heard it before, it's like, I'm going to start with a little bit of a disclaimer. Not so much of a disclaimer, because I don't think I should have one. But if people know me, that he listen to me, I have my certain following of, you know, per episodes, which is fine. You know, I'm not mad at that. I love that I'm getting at least notoriety by people paying attention to what I have to say.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad thing. I like it.
Well, I gotta admit, I'm very intrigued by your podcast, and I gave it a listen, and it definitely was. I'm hooked. I subscribed. I was so impressed by it. I'm like, you know what? I gotta get him on my show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know how you feel, because I'm actually an indie romance novelist, and, you know, through the grace of God, you know, I've done good on my writing, but I needed a little break. And so, thanks to Anchor, I'm able to do a podcast, and, you know, look at me now, I'm already in my second season. So, you know, Anchor, it helps a lot of us podcasters, and it's such a wonderful blessing.
Now, did you hear that Spotify is basically trying to, like, buy Anchor?
I did hear about that. I don't know how that's going to work, because Anchor's doing so good. I really don't want Anchor to give up too much of its control, because look what happened to Facebook. It's really out of control right now.
Yeah, now it is.
Yeah, see, that teaches all of us a lesson that we have something that's a product. You want to be careful selling it to somebody or giving it to somebody, because there's a possibility that they can ruin your product.
That's true.
You know, and it's a learning lesson to all of us. I mean, this is literally, I see it as a wide awakening to all of us to be careful what we do, because whether you're a writer, an artist, a poet, an actor, a singer, it doesn't matter. You got to be careful, because once you sign that dotted line, you can't go back.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, look what happened to the movie Noah. Do you remember? They ruined the writer's vision.
Yeah, they did.
You know, this is a very artistic learning lesson that I think everyone needs to learn. You know, I'm not saying don't do it. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. Just be really careful. So exactly. do you have any influences? Huh? What'd you say?
I learned very early.
Yes. Yes, me too. Yeah. Yeah, I just barely turned like 45, so I may look young, but don't let that fool you, because I've got that wisdom behind me, and that's helped me a lot.
Trust me, you got 3 years on me.
So, do you have any influences?
Do I have any influences? Wow, that's like an understatement. I could go on for hours of who people that I admire and.
Oh, sure. You know, it's good to acknowledge those people, because those are the people that make us who we are. Do you have any that you can?
See, but this is the thing. The list would be like a kid's Christmas list of Santa.
You're so bad. Okay, so you're telling me you can't even like list me five at least? Okay.
Two of the most influential comedians, and I've seen a lot of people lately that even, if I'm going to say female, okay, I'm going to say one female and one male.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, there you go.
Alright. If I'm going to say, in our age frame, so you understand what I'm telling you, and hopefully your listeners will too as well, female, I would say Rita Ratner.
Okay.
Rita Ratner I don't know if you saw that documentary they showed her on CNN. If you can find it on CNN, or CNN.com, whatever, and look up that episode.
I'll look it up. If I can't find it, look it up and send me a link, and I'll definitely check that out. I'm a big reader, redneck.
Look it up for you.
Yeah,
she was a great comedian. I'm not even put female in it. She was a great comedian. Her mind. Tell me, man, you have to watch that episode.
Okay, are you talking about the same reader that is? She was on Saturday Night Live, right? Yes, I know. Okay, yes, I love that. I love that actress. I love the thing what she does with her hair and the skits. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You have to watch that documentary because it was excellent.
Okay, send me the link. I'll check it out.
So I got your listeners. Okay, guys, you gotta go listen to that. Now, I'm gonna go male. Male is kind of like a tie.
Okay.
Like, it's a real tie. It's between, in my book, Jim Carrey. And Robert Williams.
Jim Carrey and who?
Jim Carrey and Robin Williams.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. I commend you.
There's other comedians, and I'm not trying to just be biased and have two white guys.
It's fine.
Black, if you want. Now, like I said, there's different, but to me, see, there's a thing. With me, it's different because I'm Hispanic. So I can have my Caucasian comedians, and then I could also have my political Caucasian comedians, or just comedians in general. You know what I mean?
I know how you feel. It's so crazy, right? We live in the world now. We have to be so careful these days, as they say, to be politically correct.
That's the thing. I think personally, and people, we have to understand this and respect it. That comedy, if something is done, if something is done in comedy and it's tasteful, and people know that there is no harm in it, then people shouldn't try to find harm in it.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Like, let it be funny and not be insulted by it. But people are so sensitive and desensitized because of the fact that,
You can say it. I'll say it for you. They got to quit being...
They're so used to looking at their phones that their social lives in real life, they're scared.
You know what?
Interact with people, you know what I mean?
I agree with you on there because there's a lot of people, and they're going to laugh when they hear this, but... And you see it all the time on Facebook, so it's not like it's a new thing. But anyway, there's a comment people will make... If someone complains too much, they're saying, quit being so butthurt. And that's what it means. There's too much of that going on in society that it's like walking on eggshells.
Yeah,
and you can't feel that way. You can't feel that way because if you do, you lose yourself in that form. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You don't have to necessarily lose yourself because you're being yourself. You know, and being yourself, people got to understand that everything is not, like, being yourself is the best thing you can be. It all depends on the depiction of yourself. Like, the definition, the image that you see in your mind of yourself, as well as what you portray, is how people are going to see you.
Very good.
So, in the best way I could put it, people know when they listen to my show. Like I said, in the beginning of the year when I first started podcasting, I was offending people like crazy. But once everybody learned that I was who I was, how I was on doing the podcasting, and they learned my humor, now I don't offend that many people. And the people that I have that listen to me don't mind listening to me. yourself included. You know what I mean? You stumbled across me, but I got your attention. Even though my comedy tends to be a little bit sometimes in the what can I say, morbid.
yes, and I like that. I like that.
I do it all in humor. I do it all in humor.
Oh yeah, I like that. You're real in depth, and that's very good. You're not like pretending to be no one. You're not faking anything. You're being you, and that's why I appreciate your honesty in your podcast because it shows your personality. It's shining, and it shows through your voice on your podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I really do.
Where do you see yourself in 2 years?
In 2 years? Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I hope to be in a very successful media company of some sort. Let's put it that way. Or doing voiceover work for a animation of any kind, of cartoon, whether it be animation, anything. It could be a Simpsons. I don't care.
So how's that going? Are you doing auditions? Are you doing auditions for voiceovers?
I have not done auditions, but I'm basing it off my podcast to the point where it probably gets some notoriety at some point. Because there are people that I know that possibly are going to have a very good position at some point in their lives in this industry that we call entertainment. And I can possibly get myself in through that door. Because it's all about who you know. You know what I mean? But you have to put in the work. You know what I mean? Like, I love the fact that we're having this conversation because this is something that I love interviewing. I love interviewing. That was one thing when I started my podcast.
Uh-huh.
I would do my humor, but then I'd have like these intricate interviews with people that I would have. Like in the beginning, like I was interviewing other podcasters within Anchor.
Yes.
And then it was funny because this is ironic. I don't have this episode up anymore. I don't have it anymore. And I'm so upset because it was such a good interview. But I was at a local, local bar and grill type of place.
Yeah.
Over here in Orlando.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there next to my left, to my immediate left, when I was ordering some food at the bar. I was ordering some chicken Thai wings or something. I don't know. I was ordering some type of wings of some sort. Anyways, to my left, there was two ladies and an older gentleman, and they were talking about, like, the school system and how they think there's things wrong with it and whatever. And so I stopped over to them and I said, hey, I happen to have a podcast. Would you guys mind if I interviewed you?
Oh, my God. You're just as bad as I am.
I interviewed them. Right, I said, I'm going to finish my meal, and I'm going to go to my car, and I'm going to come back with the mic. So at that time, I had a little mic that goes to my phone, but it was a very good mic, trust me.
Oh, my God.
A little mic, it was really good.
Okay.
Anyway, this is the crazy part of the story. They're talking about all their thoughts about the school system and whatever. One of them happens to be a teacher, so it was really interesting. And her friend to her immediate right, which was this little frail looking, she was beautiful. She was a very thin, beautiful, like, at-home girl. She was so kind and so witty. And in the course of the conversation and the interview, she mentions, and this threw me for a loop, because I didn't expect for her to say this. Like I said, we were just talking about schooling system and things that were wrong with it, and she said that she had stage 4 lung cancer.
Oh.
And she was 28 years old.
Oh.
Okay? 28 years old and at stage 4 lung cancer. And I was like, that broke my heart. Like I didn't realize that. And I said, you know what? My listeners are gonna, I hope to God that they're paying attention right now. And I finished the conversation with them and we hung out, we had like a drink together.
Yeah.
And we went about our business. And as I'm driving home, I record the conversation like to myself, like I'm talking to the podcast, like listening to listeners about the interview that I just did with the girl, and it broke me in half. Like I was crying throughout the interview, throughout the skit and the segment. Like,
yes.
I couldn't hold it. I felt so bad because she was such a nice girl, and to be 28 and have level, and she didn't even smoke. That's the crazier part.
Oh, it's very intense. I myself am a cancer survivor. Many years ago, I was diagnosed with, I had a brain tumor, and I had to choose, I had to choose between living with that, which was, you know, to the point where it was like to the point of like small, I want to say like a small pea, but then they get bigger, and it can explode in your brain. And so they're like, well, you know, if we don't take this operation now, you know, you can die and this and that. And I had to choose, you know, because it was getting, of course, bigger. And at the same time, though, it was just bad because I had to choose between the laser surgery or living with it or, you know, other options. Of course, you know, when you're in dealing with a situation like that, you're always confronted with, you know, second opinions and stuff like that. But it was a dark time for me because I was so overwhelmed. And no lie, man, I literally had to leave where I was just so I could cope because it was so much of a burden. I didn't want to be a burden to my family. I vanished for like a while.
Oh, wow.
But I, through the grace of God, again, God's looked out for me. I had a really good friend, and you know, we worked through it. And I opted for the laser surgery, you know, and it was, you know, I did really good on it. But the drawback is that because I was dealing with migraines at the time, and so the only problem with the surgery is you get gaps in your memory.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of parts that I can see people in the street. No, I can see people like in my town or someone mm-hmm. from my past, and I can recognize them. But the sad part is I can't remember everything that we shared as far as a past, because with the surgery, it literally took gaps from my memory.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's like, I know who you are, but I cannot to the life of me recall the entire life that we had. You know, that's intense.
Oh, wow.
But that's the truth. And I'll see people, don't get me wrong, I see people all the time from different parts of my past. But, you know, but at the same time, I feel bad because I can't remember that part of them that I shared, or, you know, like the good, the, you know, the bad. I just go with what I know now. And that's all I can do is live in the now. And that teaches us a lesson too, that we have to value our life of what we have. And I know a lot of us dwell on the past.
That's true.
A lot of us dwell on the past, but I think these things happen on purpose because they reflect your life and it makes you think of things that you would never have imagined in your life.
Exactly.
So I know how you feel when you were very touched by that woman, because you know, my story, I always am able to tell people about it. And if it helps other people, then that's so much better, because I learned that, for me, I learned that the hard way, that by leaving, I did hurt other people, but at the same time, it was something that I had to deal with. But I had a really good support system. I just didn't know it at the time.
I hear you. Yeah, that's funny. That's the funny part, because that's what I've been learning within podcasting, that I've learned throughout the year, and it's that there are certain people that you would never expect to be very helpful and be there for you. And I've met a lot of people through Anchor, you know, and I've met a lot of amazing people and a lot of amazing personalities while
yes.
being on Anchor.
You know oh, I mean? Yes.
And mm-hmm. I've made friendships with these people through Facebook, where I see them, or Instagram, where I can, you know, visually see them, as well as there's one in particular, two of them in particular. I met two of the guys before. One is Mr. Teresky. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Mr. Teresky's podcast, I suggest you listen to that and you get ready to be super offended, because the guy is great, but he's
okay.
crazy.
Okay.
And then the second one is Aaron Cole. Aaron Cole. I think it's Aaron Cole Hale, but he gets mad when I say it wrong, but it's Aaron Cole Hale.
Okay, cool.
And Aaron Cole Hale, but this is the funny part. His is very, because he's into the porn industry. So it was kind of funny how I met him through Anchor, and I didn't know that was his business.
He's into the what?
There was a time that he actually invited me to an adult entertainment type of seminar or an expo in Miami, and I have an episode on my podcast where you hear me interviewing porn stars, which is quite funny to me, because I never expected to ever be at an event like that.
Oh my God, which episode is that? Which episode is that one that you do?
It's called Spidey XXX. If you listen to my podcast or find my podcast either on Spotify or iTunes.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Basically, you can even basically just go into Google.
Oh my God!
Spidey egg, and it'll pop up.
That is cool. Yeah, we're connecting right here. We're connecting because I love the podcasting too. And I'm getting to know a lot of people like you, just celebrities and different people, regular people. And it's amazing because you get to talk to these other people that you would never imagine in a million years. But taking over on the podcasting, it's amazing. It opens up a whole new world because I've been getting into closer to talking to people too, like with you with the adult industry. So I think that's amazing.
I'll tell you that much.
It was definitely I bet you were blushing red.
This episode is called Spidey XXX.
Oh my god. Were you blushing red when you interviewed them?
No, the funny part was that I didn't really expect to be interviewing them. And I ended up just doing it for the hell of it. And it was interesting. I just like, what the hell, I don't care. I'm gonna just go.
And so, dude, I'm curious now. Because I'm curious to listen to the podcast.
It was basically an episode for the guys. Because it's funny because my girlfriend heard it. Okay, gotcha, Mom. Sorry about that, guys. I was having a conversation with my mother. She was giving me a birthday gift.
Oh, happy birthday.
No, my birthday's on Sunday, so. Oh. it's interesting to say the least. The people were they were intense. It was funny though because some people I could tell you this is the darkest secret that I could say. I think I saw someone that I know, the daughter there. I think she's in the entertainment industry. I feel bad that I can't really tell them, but I think I recognized her.
That's what happens, man. It's a small little world. You never know what's gonna happen.
It's crazy, my friend. But
well, that's cool. I'm really intrigued by your that you got to interview them for the adult industry as well. I bet that was an experience that you won't ever forget.
No, I will never forget that one. It was definitely memorable.
Oh my god, I can imagine. I look forward to listening in to that one.
Ladies and gentlemen out there, sorry, I don't mean to be vile. It's a guy thing. I had to go. I wouldn't be a man if I didn't go. I'm sorry. But it was very educational.
Well, coming from me, believe me, because I'm gay and I'm proud. But I've got two children, so that is like, everybody was like, well, doesn't that make you bi? It's like, you know what? I hate labels. I hate labels. Because that's the thing in society. They want to label you. And it's like, you know what? I know that I'm gay. It doesn't matter. But even if I was bi or whatever, that's my choice. And I think that's the problem is people want to label you and they want to put you in a box and they want to control you. And I'm not going to, I don't play that game.
No, I hear you.
It took me a long time to come out of that closet. I'll be damned if they're going to push me back in.
I hear you. I got plenty of family that are homosexual, and from guys to girls. It is what it is. Now, I will say, honestly, in my opinion, if I'm being honest with myself, you can love whoever you want to love. But there are certain things that even in a straight relationship, there's problems and there's things that should be like discussed. You know what I mean? That it's not really to be offensive towards the lesbian and gay community in the, you know.
Yeah,
community.
It's true.
Like, okay. This is the point that I always wanted to have a conversation. But I'm glad that you are. I can say the first homosexual listener, podcast friend. If they admitted that they were, and I'm glad to have you as a listener and as a friend now. Okay, so check this out. Anyways, my point is this: I think that the reason why the morals, the morals, Christians and you to go to church and have their ideas of what homosexuality is and whatever, it makes a sense to them because it's in the Bible and to them, you get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Okay, so you can love to who you gotta love, but it's like the dad was like, you have to decide. We're not going to decide. Well, I guess it's kind of like you have to decide, and God's going to decide. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It does. And you see, that's the crazy part, because they don't realize, if they read their Bibles, God may have not liked the gays, that they were gay, but he was there for them. He respected them. And he still loved them. But see, that's the problem. People were like, oh, I'm Christian. I'm like, okay, that's great. But if you're going to be Christian, then you need to truly act Christian and not be acting all like 50 this, 50 that.
This is where I'm going with this, when I called for the whole, that section of it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And how the straight mind thinks.
Of course.
And that's the vibe. And it's this. And this is just my thought process, because this is what changed my thought process. Plus, I've seen it before, but I thought about it and then I've seen it somewhere. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's mainly my thought process, in a sense. Okay. When you go to a gay and lesbian festival.
Okay.
Now, you know that they can get wild.
I'm going to take your word for it. I've never gone. I want to. I would love to go to one of those, what do they call it? Gay prides, I guess, but I've never gone.
I personally, in my 20s, like I said, I had family that was gay. I went with my gay cousin to one in New York.
Oh, my Lord.
That was back in, I'll say, 1999, I think it was. Yeah, 1999. That year, 1999.
Look at you having these wild adventures.
So I'm with my cousin, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, then I saw documentaries where they have them in other places, like California primarily. You know what I mean? In California, San Francisco, whatever. Now, this is where the church people have the problem with it, because you have three children, correct?
I have two.
Okay, you have two children. Okay, two children. I know, even as a gay man, you know, if you ever went to one of those by yourself first, without your kids, when you come back, you would definitely not want to take your kids there.
Oh, no, exactly. I already know as a parent, I wouldn't know.
Wild, but there are parents that do that.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Well, trust me, that was one of the conflicts that people were having with that, because the thought process made sense to me. And they were, you know, reporting about it. They were like, well, you have to think about that, because if you're taking your children to an event like that, even though you want to, you know, they're not gay themselves. I'm just saying, if you happen to be gay and you go to one with your kids that you have, you know, whether adopted or they're yours somehow, you know, because it's possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So anyway, you know what I mean? So their problem is, if you brought kids to that environment, the craziness that they have, because like I said, I went to one in New York when I was a kid, and it was, the girls let it out. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I can imagine. I've heard so many things that go on down there.
Yeah, so, you know, it's something that a kid, I was a young kid at that time. I was like 22.
On that part, I can understand where they're coming from. I could get an idea of what you mean by that, because, like I said, even me as a parent, I would not do that and take my kids to a situation like that. Exactly. But like you said, there are some that do, and to each their own, you know, to each their own. Yeah, that's something I wouldn't do.
I thought I'd break it down to you.
You broke it really good. This conversation took a whole new direction. I like that.
That's good.
Have you ever done a live podcast at Comic Cons?
I have not, but I'm going to do one at MegaCon in Orlando in May.
Nice.
I'm definitely going to go and do one there. I'm going to walk up to you and say, hey, this is Spidey. How are you doing? I'm Spidey Egg. You don't know me, but you're about to.
There you go. I can't. Oh, well, that's gonna be cool. All right. So. What did you say?
That'll be.
Yeah, I look forward to that one. So, do you have any advice to share with future podcasters?
I have this saying: be yourself. Be yourself. Unless you're an asshole.
Unless what?
Unless you're an asshole. Be yourself, unless you're an asshole. People don't like you to be an asshole if you're a podcast.
Oh my god, I love this. You're so blunt.
Whatever you want to put it.
Oh my god.
And the most important thing, I'm kidding, of course, but the most important thing is you have to be yourself, but stay true to what it is that you're doing.
There you go, yeah.
People do not understand the product. They don't understand the idea of what you're doing. Like I said in the beginning, people looked at my Instagram and saw me as who I am, as the person that they know me as. Anyone else knows me as a personality.
Yeah.
And is learning me as a personality. So I have to try to explain that to the people that are outside of my friend circles. They're happy for me. Some are happy for me. They listen. And there's other ones, they don't understand what I'm missing. But they will at some point.
You just keep being you.
Why the heck is and why he came to be.
Yeah, you just keep being you because you're already a rock star. You're awesome.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
What kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you like?
Wow, I love the conversation. We're going to music. Music is something that I was watching the documentary because I have a tendency walking. Obviously, I have a very huge tendency watching documentaries.
I picked that up that you love documentaries.
I see. Oh, there you go. That's something that people didn't know about me. If one day in the future, I'm going to do a test. What did I say on Wooden Show?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There's a contest.
Anyways, I am a kid. I was born in 77. But I was definitely an 80s kid. So I completely adore that decade. I don't dress like it.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. Because I was born in 74. I was born in 74.
Oh, were you? Yeah, well, so then you understand that being, like, what, you were 10 in 84, so it was, like, the glorious days of the 80s were, like, they were glorious, but they were very, it was so funny, I watched the commercials, and they had this documentary on Netflix, you have to watch, it's called The 80s. Oh, my God, it's, and the funny thing is, it's produced or directed by Tom Hanks. It's really good. Like, it gives an intricate story of the 80s. Anyways, I love that decade. I love that music. The music from the 80s was so versatile. That's what I loved about the 80s. And there'll never, ever, ever be a decade like the 80s. And a decade most copied. Because it's the most copied decade ever in music. You know what I mean? From everybody's taken a bit of the 80s and made it into their music somehow. Everything has to be pop. If you listen, especially if you're in music. If it ain't interesting, people aren't listening to it.
I hear you. I love the 80s. If you get a chance to check out my podcast, you'll check out 80s Night, which I did. That was so much fun. And I've also did a very classic show. You probably recall it. It's called Kids Incorporated. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I just did Kids Incorporated Night, dude. I had everything. And I save everything. I am one of those people who saves everything, and I guess that's why God sent me down the path of being a podcaster. I use my archives that I've saved, and it's awesome. I was able to do a show centered around Kids Incorporated, you know, their music, and, you know, Fergie used to be on the Kids Incorporated. That was Stacy. Yeah, yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt. That's where they started. Mm-hmm.
And if you're in the '80s, Martika.
Yes.
She only had that one song, Toy Soldier.
Oh my God, I love Martika. Oh my God, I'm just people will laugh, but I love Kids Incorporated. I love Kids Incorporated.
Rock music. I definitely love country. Some country.
Cool.
I definitely love hip hop. I'm very versatile when it comes to music. I'm willing to give everything a chance. At least.
Awesome. That's really cool. I like that. I'm like that too.
The funny thing is, I'm very open minded to it, and most of the time I like what I hear. I have a variety of music that I like.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. I love all kinds of music too. I listen to everything from Tejano, country, alternative music, and rock soundtracks. I mean, and if it moves you and it'll touch your soul, I love that kind.
Had that schooling. We learned that.
Yeah.
They've lost their future nowadays. They don't know anything about music or culture. It's like they think they're making it and they don't realize we started that. You're just using it.
Exactly. I just let them through the talk. I just let them do the talk because it's like they'll learn. They're learned in their own way.
Yeah.
They'll be older and they're like, oh, we should have appreciated our music better.
Have you ever heard of Lord, the singer from New Zealand, the girl?
Yes. Yes.
She sang a song, I think it was Royalty. Royalty, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Royals,
yeah.
Royals. Okay, she wrote Royals. Okay, Royals. I had to sing it first so I can remember it.
Yeah.
Royals. Okay, she has a song, another song on that first album where she's saying that their kids of their generation maybe were mad at them because the internet raised them. and I think it's true. The kids nowadays are schooled by the internet. Everything else is secondary. When they go to school, they already know half of the crap that's on there already from looking at the internet. Now, they don't know the internet where they should. But
yeah.
For the most part, they're educated, but they're just educated in their own way. But then again, like I said, they're so close in their mind that because there's only that person through their phone. You understand what I'm saying? The only that person through that phone.
Exactly.
They don't get to be that person in real life. And if they do, you know, there are some that they want to live, but they live it in a way where they're just trying to show off.
Yeah.
Like, they don't understand life is to be enjoyed. So, yeah, you can make yourself look really fancy all you want to in pictures. But if you can't afford that lifestyle, I suggest you don't try it. You're going to go broke.
That's true.
And you're in debt, and you're going to be screwed.
That's true.
So, you know, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Do you have any movies and TV shows that you like?
TV shows that I like. Movies that I like. Oh my god, movies. Anything Marvel. Like I'm a comic book nerd, so.
Yeah, I picked up on that on your picture, so I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna
the name's Spidey Heck.
yeah, that's cool. I'm a big Spidey fan. I love Spider-Man.
So what else? So you got that? I love gangster movies. I like almost any kind. I'm definitely another, again, if I go back into the whole 80s thing, I'm definitely an 80s movie freak. Like, 80s movies are definitely within my top.
Oh, yeah, I'm like that. My favorite movie of all time is, it's called Father Like Son. It stars,
Cameron
and Sean Astin. You remember how bad those two were on that movie? Oh
no,
my lord!
No, Dudley Moore.
Yes, yes. Oh, Dudley and then Moore. And another ones that I like too is that Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I swear I wanted to move to that high school.
Hey,
I won't lie. Man. I won't lie. I have, and I still do. Whether I'm gay, bi, whatever, I don't care. I love Phoebe Cates. You remember Phoebe Cates on Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Do you remember her?
Yeah, Phoebe Cates.
Yes.
Yes, you went on to see her one, yeah.
She's, you know, I wonder what happened to her because she was such the it girl in Hollywood.
Yeah. I think, like I said, she still did a couple of movies, but I don't think she stayed in. I would love to look into her autobiography.
She disappeared. She disappeared because she was doing a lot of indie movies, and I guess she just vanished.
Phoebe Cates. She, like I said, she. I think her franchise, if you want to say she had a franchise, was Gremlins.
Okay, like, hers was... Her Hollywood...
Phoebe Cates, you got her bathing suit scene. And then all the movies that she was in, which was primarily the Gremlin movies. She was in all of them.
Okay, and then she was also on Lace 1 and 2. That was a big miniseries.
Yeah, okay, yeah. there you go. She was on Liz.
Don't you remember? You remember that scene?
USA?
Okay, you're gonna laugh, but Lace was the first movie was about her mom, where she's like, "Which one of you bitches is my mother?"
Yeah, I think I remember that.
And then the second one. This is what I love about NBC. They really push it. Second one, Lace 2 returns. And this time she's mad again, but she's taking it on the dad. She goes, "Which one of you bastards is my dad?" Hey, that's NBC for you. I guess they really wanted the drama.
I guess so. That's one way of getting it. Definitely one way of getting it.
That was just so funny, though. I love that. Okay, so
What else we got for me, Willie? Go ahead. Hit me with another one.
Because
I can talk about music all day.
We did about a Q&A here, but at the same time, I still got some more fun stuff that wasn't able to send you. We're gonna do a quick little it's like a speed survey. You say the first thing that pops at the top of your head. Kind of like you were on a game show.
I'm okay with that.
Alright, here we go. Alright. The two things you would never eat.
All right. A real bird, not like a chicken, not like a pigeon.
One dare that you never did in high school.
Never ran naked.
Yeah.
Speaking type of thing.
Yeah, I never did that. I never did that either. I was too shy about that. What is one regret that you have?
One regret that I have is sometimes not listening to my gut.
Yeah, amen.
And what God was telling him.
If you could change three things in this world, what would it be?
About the world?
Yeah.
If there are three things that I'd change for one, I'd change racism.
Amen, yeah.
Eliminate it permanently. Just I had magical wand, boop, racism's gone.
Yeah. I like that. That's cool. All right. And now here's your final one. If you had two wishes, what would they be?
For myself? In my current state of mind?
You can use your wish on anything.
Very, very, very wealthy.
Okay.
And to be very, very, very influential to anybody who wants to do what I want to do or anything they want to do.
Well, I've got a new title for you. You can definitely add influencer on there because you've definitely earned that title. I appreciate that you got to spend time with us on the podcast. And you're welcome to come back anytime you want. I'm going to be taking a break in March, but hopefully maybe in the summertime, maybe you can come back and do another show. Yeah, and whenever you got some free time, who knows, maybe I'll drop by your little podcast one day too.
No problem, yeah, that's perfectly fine. Hey, I want to give a shout out to everybody who listened to this particular episode. Thank you for listening to Willie. He's a great guy, and I am your boy, Spidey Heck. That's SpideyHeck. Spidey Heck, like I said, you can go to Google, just type that in, and you'll be able to hear my podcast. So you'll hear it on iTunes, Spotify, Radio Public. There's all different types of apps out there that I've found that are playing my podcast. So take a listen to it. If you like it, subscribe to it. If you don't, you listen to it anyway. So we hope you like and hope you enjoyed the show.
Okay. Thanks so much. You have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Well, God bless you, man. Take care. Talk to you again.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Spidey Heck, and don't forget, you can also listen to him right here on Anchor on Spidey Heck Voiceover Show. It's such an awesome, awesome podcast. You don't know what you're missing if you haven't heard from that, if you haven't checked it out. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the flip side.
Crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect. I get props. to those who deserve it. And believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past. I finally found somebody that could make me laugh. You so crazy. I think I wanna have your baby.